many a slip. Introduced by Roy Plumley.
Many a slip round 11, and the ladies' team have won 5 rounds, and the gentlemen's team have won 5 rounds. There's a lot at stake. On my right, the ladies, Eleanor Summerfield and Gillian Reynolds. On my left, the gentlemen, David Nixon and Tim Rice. There are mistakes in these pieces which I read out. The first player who thinks he spots a mistake presses a button. If it's a member of the ladies' team, you'll hear... If it's a member of the gentlemen's team, you'll hear... Scoring when we get there, and the chairman's decision is final, even when he's pathetically wrong. First piece. You might like to know of a few abbreviations in common use. For instance, the letters CC can mean carbon copy or current account. Yes, Tim Rice.
I don't believe that's correct.
What isn't correct about it?
Did you say current account?
Yes, I did.
I don't think they can mean current account.
Oh, yes, because banks are terribly well-educated places, and they all say compte courant in the French thing, and it's CC. So it's quite all right, I do promise you.
CC
so
that's, is Spanish, isn't it?
That's two to the ladies. Just get this scoring right. It's 1 mark for spotting a mistake, and the 2 mark for correcting the mistake, and marks are credited to the team. If anyone presses a button for a mistake that isn't there... then the marks go to the other team, and that's just what Mr. Rice has done. So on we go. It's two to the ladies. B.C. always means before Christ. David Nixon.
No, not always.
Well, what else does it mean?
Yes, behind the closet. what's it mean? Quick.
Bring chutney.
Yes.
You have 1 mark. You pointed out the mistake, but you didn't correct it. It also means British Columbia, Border Control, Borough Council, and on and on. BB means very black. BNC refers to a... Gillian Reynolds?
No, I'm going to be sorry. BB means very black.
On pencils, yes. That's two to the gentleman.
Oh, that's not... they only have hardness and softness on pencils,
yes,
Roy.
Yes, right.
Yes, they
My
don't...
My friend's right.
And we deserve 3 marks.
Yeah, it's right. Going to be one of those sessions,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
BBB.
Oh, yes, it is.
BBB. BB means very soft, very yes. black, very oh, easy to read. Oh. Will you... try writing with an HHH, and you'll see what I mean. BNC, that's two to the gentleman. BNC refers to a college at Cambridge. Gillian Reynolds.
At Oxford, Brasenose.
Quite right, 2 marks. While PM can mean post-mortem, prime minister, and post-meridium, the initials AM... Eleanor Summerfield.
Did you say meridium?
Yes, I did.
Did you not mean meridian?
Yes, I did, for 2 marks. Well done. The initials AM mean before midday and Master of Arts. The usual David Nixon.
No, not Master of Arts, the wrong way round. And also, I question the AM. It's not before midday, it's before noon.
Oh, dear. Well, first of all, it's perfectly all right. AM comes from Artium Magister, which is... Master of the Arts. So that's two to the ladies. Now, as for this nonsense about midday and noon, we'll just ignore it. The usual... the usual abbreviation for Worcestershire is the first 5 letters. For Cheshire, Eleanor Samfield.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's two...
Oh, no, it's not! It's not!
Too late. Two to the gentleman. W-O-R-C-S. Should be.
Yes.
For Cheshire, it's the first 4 letters. David Nixon.
Oh, dear. Is it C-H-E-S? No. Is it, Tim?
No, it's not. It's the 4 letters plus a full stop. So Roy's wrong.
No,
that's
still
to the ladies. It's C-H-E-S-H.
Oh.
The only acceptable abbreviation for Oxfordshire is Oxon. Most, Tim Rice.
No, I live in Oxfordshire, and I would accept several others.
Give me one of them.
Like... Ox
is acceptable too. 2 marks. Most schoolboys know that the initials QED officially stand for quite easily done. David Nixon.
It's not quite easily done. It's quadruplet demonstrandum, which was to be proved.
That's it. 2 marks.
Oh, don't hold back.
The Greek letter pi stands for the ratio of diameter to circumference. A little tick. David Nixon.
So it does.
No, it doesn't. 2 to the ladies.
Oh.
It's the ratio of circumference to diameter. A little tick with a 3 in its elbow means cube root, and for square root, you put a little 2 in it. In films about Tim Rice...
No, you don't. Square root is just the tick thing.
You put nothing in it. 2 marks. In films about ancient Rome, you often see the initials SPQR, which stand for the Senate and Triumvirate of Rome. Tim Rice.
It's Senatus Populusque Romana, which is the Senate and the people of Rome.
Quite right. 2 marks. And at the end of that first piece... The educated gentlemen are winning by 16 to 12.
Why, not bad, not bad.
Now, here's a piece about Jean, Jane, and Joan. Jean, Jane, and Joan are respectively wearing green, yellow, and red tights, and in the same order, red, green, and yellow blouses. This means that Jane is wearing green tights. David Nixon?
Jane's wearing not green tights.
Jane is wearing what?
Yellow tights.
Good. Well done. 2 marks. See, Jane, you Tarzan. She's wearing yellow tights with a red blouse. Now, Joan, Eleanor Summerfield.
No, it was that Jean was wearing a red blouse.
Who? What's Jane wearing then?
Jane's wearing, oh, glory be, something else.
You have one mark. Who's going to fill in the magic word?
Green.
David Nixon, you have the other mark. Now, Joan, in the green tights, is also wearing Gillian Reynolds.
Jean is green.
Yes.
Jean is wearing green tights.
What's Joan wearing? That's the point.
Red.
Quite right, 2 marks. Now, Joan in the red tights is also wearing green jeans. Tim Rice.
I don't think that's correct.
I do. 2 to the ladies. Jane's jeans are red to contrast with her yellow blouse. David Nixon.
No, we've talked about this before. Why don't you pay attention? It's yellow tights she's got.
What colour is her blouse? That's what we're after.
Well, it's green.
That it is. 2 marks. And Jean's jeans are yellow because, from what has already been said, it's clearly her favourite colour. Eleanor Summerfield.
She hasn't got it on anywhere else that you've spoken of.
Quite true.
You see what I mean?
As far as we know, quite true. That's
yes.
2 marks. Looking over Joan from her shoulders to her toes, her colours go in this order. Yellow blouse, red jeans, and red tights. Eleanor Summerfield.
She hasn't got red tights.
She hasn't got red tights?
No.
Well, she has, so that's 2 to the judgment.
Oh.
Right, I'll have to fill this in myself. Her colours go in this order. Yellow blouse, that's right. Red jeans, that's wrong. She's got green jeans. Red tights she has got. So to sum up, Jane's clothes. Red blouse, green tights. David Nixon.
No.
No.
Green blouse.
Yes, 2 marks. Green blouse, green tights. Tim Rice.
I'll risk yellow tights.
Yellow tights, 2 marks.
Wow.
That's, as a matter of fact, that is the third time her tights have come up.
Well, let's try and keep them up. Let's... And she also has red jeans. And Jean, you will remember, is wearing... Yet, Tim Rice.
I won't remember that.
Well, try. Just me, try. Jean, you will remember, is wearing yellow jeans... A red blouse and green. Yes, Ellen Sumfield.
No.
No what?
She had green tights.
Yes, and what else?
A puzzled look.
yellow jeans.
Yes, and?
Well, the blouse was red, I guess.
It was, yes,
wow.
Yes. Got yourself out of trouble there very neatly. And at the end of that piece, the score is 27 to the gentlemen, 21 to the ladies. Memory test. Now I read out a bit that Messett has stripped from some encyclopedia and later read it out again with delicate differences, and the team will have to spot the differences. Although you'll like this piece. In the 3rd century BC, the water-raising screw was said to have been invented by the Greek Archimedes for removing water from the hold of a large ship. One form consists of a circular pipe enclosing a helix and inclined at 45 degrees to the horizontal, with its lower end dipped in water. Rotation of the device makes the water go up the pipe. Anybody want to argue with any of that?
Yes, certainly
no.
Not.
Right. Well, while you're thinking it over, I'll hand over to our musical mistakes man at the piano, Steve Race.
Hello. The other day, as David Nixon will recall, he and I were in conversazione on the subject of song titles. Song titles beginning with the letters Y-O-U. You remember that conversazione, David?
I remember it well. I wish I could remember what you're going to say next.
Gillian, a word.
There must be something wrong with the word conversazione because you keep stressing it.
I said it twice,
this,
yes.
In this delicious way.
You've got one mark. What is or what does it?
It involves more than two people, doesn't
yes,
it?
And it doesn't mean conversation, it means...
No, it's a soiree given by a learned society or something
right.
of the sort.
Isn't that what we were having?
Not a soiree. It was in the afternoon, actually, David, if you remember. Two marks to the ladies. We were in conversation on song titles beginning with the letters Y-O-U. Songs like You, Just You, You and I, You Are My Sunshine, You Hit the Spot, Ukulele Lady. And here, case of who's first, isn't it? Eleanor.
No, Ukulele Lady is U-K-E-L-E-L-E Lady.
Ukulele Lady,
yes,
that's right. Here's one of the You songs. Finger slipped. Eleanor, you have something you wish to say.
Yes, your finger slipped.
You mean you didn't like the bit that went...
That's right.
I didn't like it much myself. No. I think 3 marks, don't you, Eleanor, for
I
that?
See.
3 marks when the pianist makes a mistake. None of us would mind the royalties that accrued from You Are My Heart's Delight. David.
You missed a beat.
My heart's delight,
yeah,
and where you are,
yes, I did. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, a great future lies behind you. Actually, I played it as a waltz instead of in four time. I'll play it properly in four time. No, I won't play it properly, Tim.
4/4 time. Sure.
Yes, 4/4 to one. Fair enough. Yes, here we go. David.
When like a star you shine on me.
Yes.
That dates us a bit, doesn't it?
Two marks to you. Every tune I've played so far begins with the letters Y-O-U. And here, Gillian.
I think that must be wrong. Yeah. I think that, yes. I think
tunes don't begin
tunes
that's
don't
right.
with letters.
Tunes
yes.
don't, lyrics do. Two marks to you. Here's another one.
There's a subtle little note in there that wasn't right.
Yes.
And the broom.
Yes, I played, that's yes. right. Too much to you. There was a song called You Make It Move, recorded by D, Dave, Dozy, Boozy, Tick and Mitch. Tim, sort them out for me.
Let me get this right. Dave, D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Yes. Two marks. You get a half a mark each, or whatever it is, a third of a mark each. Yes. You'll Never Walk Alone. featured, of course, by the cop at Manchester United. And Gillian, of all people.
The cop is only at Anfield in Liverpool. Yeah. People have nicked it for naming their own singing ends. Mm. But it was in Liverpool, it still is in Liverpool, and it'll always only be in Liverpool.
Yes, oh. As a Liverpudlian, you should know. That's right, 2 marks. From the world of opera, I've chosen the passage that Ellen Orford sings to Peter Grimes in Act 2 of Peter Grimes. I try to keep a straight face. David, no.
No, that's not.
You think it's a mistake?
Yeah,
two for saying that.
Yes.
There have been many records of that song, You Maybe Love You, by Harry James, Judy Garland, Jack Jones, Miff Mole and His Molars, and, of course, Bing Crosby, who also recorded this. David.
I'll bet you made the other kids wild.
No.
Is that right?
You missed... Gillian, can you correct what was wrong
there
before
was a
then?
Bit, there was a bit before that.
Yes. I'll give two to the listeners. I played... And it should be... D Naturals in there. I'm leaving you this week, though, with a British song, Vera Lynn's Yours. It was Vera's second million seller after Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart. And the verse. Gillian.
Didn't Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart come after that?
No, it's the right way around.
Oh.
No marks to you, then. In fact, two to the gentleman. You could have got a mark for saying that Vera Lynn's song Yours was, in fact, Latin American, not British in origin. The verse begins like this. Eleanor.
That's of course.
Yes, two to you. Yes, missed a couple of beats out.
Yes.
Here are the closing bars with my compliments to Dame Vera and to her husband, Sir Harry. David?
No, Harry would love that, but not yet.
He's Mr., isn't he? Yeah. Mr. Harry, though, yes. Here's the last few bars. Eleanor, let's have it.
How could I, when I was meant to be just yours?
Goodbye.
Thank you, Steve Race. At the end of Steve's musical spot, the gentlemen are still in the lead, 42-40. Back to the memory test. In the 4th century B.C., David Nixon.
3rd century.
2 marks. The liquid-raising screw, David Nixon.
The water-raising screw.
2 marks. Was supposed to have been dreamed up, David Nixon.
Was invented by.
2 marks. You missed supposed, should have been said. Invented by the Macedonian Archimedes, Eleanor Summerfield.
No, he was a Greek.
So he was, 2 marks. For pumping water... David Nixon?
Raising water.
Two to the ladies. Anybody? Should have been removing water from the bottom of David Nixon.
I didn't come here to be insulted. To which the answer is, where do you usually go? From the hole.
2 marks, yes, of a large boat. Gillian Reynolds.
Shouldn't that be ship?
Yes, it should. 2 marks. One form comprises a circular pipe. Tim Rice.
Comprises, is that right? No, it's not right.
What should it be?
Consists.
2 marks. A circular pipe enclosing a helix and sloping at 45 degrees. Tim Rice.
Inclined.
2 marks. At 45 degrees to the... Gillian Reynolds.
At an angle of 45 degrees.
No, two to the gentleman, oh, just dear. At 45 degrees. Tim Rice.
It's horizontal, not vertical, of which you said V.
Oh.
Yes, I was saying vertical, and it should be horizontal, 2 marks. With its bottom end dipped in David Nixon.
Its lower end.
2 marks. Dipped in water. Rotating the device makes the water go uphill. Eleanor Summerfield.
It makes you go up the pipe.
Up the pipe, that's what we wanted. And I said rotating the device instead of rotation of. And at the end of that memory piece, the gentleman's memory seems slightly better, 61 to 50.
Wow.
Here are a few interesting things that have happened over the last few years. In 1960, the world middleweight champion was George Foreman. Professor Tim Wright.
No, surely not. Unless there was another George Foreman. I would say no, he wasn't George Foreman.
You have one mark. David Nixon.
Terry Downs.
Right. You have the other mark.
Is this going to be about boxing?
Would you like it to be about boxing?
No.
Professor Picard's Trieste descended to the bottom of Challenger Deep, some 35,800 fathoms below the... Tim Wright.
Feet, not fathoms.
Feet, not fathoms. Two marks. 35,800 feet below the Atlantic Ocean. David Nixon.
There are two.
Two?
It isn't below an ocean. It's beneath the surface of an ocean.
Two marks.
And it wasn't the Atlantic, it was the Pacific.
Another two marks. The Australian government legalised Bella Coil between consenting adults. Some... Eleanor Somerville.
Legalised what?
Bella Coil.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
What is it?
Are you old enough? Bella Coil means a polite greeting. Bella Coil is Norman French. It Bella Coil originally. I mean, you understand the derivation. Anglicised version.
And they didn't legalise it. It was already legal. Three marks for Eleanor.
Having whipped the audience into a frenzy, you shall have your three mark.
Yep.
Some biblical tests were discovered in the Dead Sea. Gillian Reynolds.
Some biblical tests?
Tests.
Yes. Didn't you not mean texts?
Yes, I did. Two marks. David Nixon.
And I don't think they would have been in the Dead Sea because they would have got all salty and rusty. Yeah. Wouldn't it have been... on the shores of or around about.
Yes, it would. Two marks. In 1962, the world's most popular pop group took off from Liverpool's Cave. In 1963, Gillian Reynolds.
Do you mean Liverpool's Cavern?
I do, two
now,
marks.
Now, sadly, no longer there, actually. Oh, did you know that, Roy?
I did know that, yes. In 1963, we'll have a talk about this. It's very terribly sad, I guess. In 1963, the United States Congress was undressed on civil rights by President David Nixon.
No, Richard Nixon. it wasn't undressed, was it? No, couldn't have been.
What was it then?
Addressed?
Two marks. Addressed on civil rights by President Eisenhower. Tim Wright.
Eisenhower was not president in 1963.
Who was president in 1963?
Well, until November 22nd, Kennedy, and then Johnson.
Well, two marks. It's Kennedy we want. In 1965, Great Britain abolished capital murder. In 1966, Tim Rice.
Capital punishment.
Two marks. In 1966, Great Britain had no great sporting victory. In the world of Tim Rice?
No, we won the World Cup that year.
So we did.
Starters.
Who'd we beat?
West Germany.
So we did. Two marks.
4-2.
Extra time. Hurst got three goals.
Thank you, Leslie Welch. In the world of science, Heinrich Schwarzschild perfected a method of amplifying silence. David Nixon.
Heinrich... Who?
Heinrich Schwarzschild.
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 Ah, now I know what you're talking about. Of amplifying...
Silence.
No.
No what?
He didn't.
Why?
Because you can't.
You can't. Two marks. In 1976, Prime Minister Wilson was succeeded by Prime Minister Callaghan. Yes, Gillian Reynolds.
Yes. He was.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
So that's still to the
yes,
gentleman,
quite right,
it?
Yes. Yes.
And the score now is 85 to the gentleman and 57 to the ladies. So that we don't accidentally use a rude word, this next piece has been written without any four-letter words at all. The largest wild American... Gillian Reynolds.
Wild.
2 miles.
It's 4 letters.
American grizzly bear weighs... Tim Rice.
Bear.
2 miles. Weighs over 1,600 David Nixon.
Over.
2 marks. 1,600 pounds. David Nixon.
Slip of the thumb.
2 to the ladies. And it eats anything at the times it... Tim Rice.
Eats.
2 marks. Indians hold the enormous creature in awe. Eleanor Summerfield.
Hold.
2 marks. The enormous creature in awe, and there are those who give it a religious significance. Tim Rice.
Give.
2 marks. The name grizzly comes from Eleanor Summerfield.
Name.
2 marks.
From.
Tim Rice. Yes, just...
From.
2 marks comes from the appearance of the animal, which is grizzled. The old bears would attack... Tim Rice? Two to the ladies.
I'm in trouble here.
The old bears would attack men, buffalo, or any large moving thing, even trains. Especially, David Nixon?
Even.
2 marks. Trains, even, especially when suffering from Eleanor Summerfield.
When?
2 marks. Tim Rice?
From.
2 marks. Toothache. Hence the expression, bear with a sore... David Nixon?
Bear.
2 marks.
With.
Tim Rice, 2 marks.
With
a sore head. Eleanor Summerfield?
Head.
Head, 2 marks, and nobody got sore.
Sore. Yes, yes, you all got it.
Oh, David Nixon got it, yes, 2 marks. And that's as far as we can go. And the final, the closing score of this 11th round... A runaway victory for the gentleman by 115-71. Which means that they're winning by 6 rounds to 5 rounds. Until next week, then, the 12th and final round in this contest. On behalf of the teams Eleanor Summerfield and Gillian Reynolds and David Nixon and Tim Rice and Steve Race, our musical mistakes man, I'll say goodbye.
Many a Slip was devised and written by Ian Messiter. The chairman was Roy Plumley, and the producer, Martin Fisher.